I'm travelling. Yep, I'm a traveller. I'm a traveller and I'm travelling. And I'm going from Ireland to the UK. And I'm going from Cork across the... on a ferry, Stena Line ferry from Rosslare into Fishguard, and driving from there over to Bath and back to Bristol, all for the sake of seeing a performance of The Cherry Orchard, played by Chekhov. And I'm going to it because my son, Benjamin O'Mahony, is acting in it. He's acting the part of a young radical. Student or young radical, 25-year-old Russian, plays set in 1905, and I believe he carries the job of, in the play, of basically letting the audience know that this whole drama is being played out in the context of a revolution that's about to occur very soon. So this is all, I guess, a kind of a on the revolutionary road, you could say this journey is. But also, it's another kind of road, really. It's a road in honour of my son and the extraordinary achievement that he has, that he is pulling off to develop himself as a proper Shakespearean actor, or in this case, a Chekhov actor, but an actor of a serious drama with an artistic vision that is quite profound, I believe, although I won't try and spell it out to you. In other words, he's been very, very serious as a young person from a very, very early age about drama, and he has put himself through the ringer. You know, all actors, I guess, put themselves through the ringer. I mean, they're going to get many more rejections than they are acceptances. They go for auditions, and, you know, the rest of us, well, I speak for myself, me, put myself on the line. How often? I hardly ever put myself on the line, if the truth is known. When I get rejection, it hurts. Well, actors have to develop an ability to welcome rejection as a, you know, it saved them landing the part in that dreadful play, which turned out to be a disaster. So they were completely saved from that. There has to be a kind of element of them. I'm in a supermarket, by the way, and I'm just buying water, so for the journey. But yeah, actors have to be able to take rejection and learn from it and love it, in the sense that otherwise, bloody hell, how would they get up time and time again? You know, every time it has to be, oh, a narrow shave that I didn't get that part. Now, I'm only projecting what I would have to say to myself if I was an actor, because emotionally, would I be strong enough to handle, you know, rejection? Those of us who are in a very kind of... I know Seth Godin is ringing in my ears, and he says that that the world of the artist, or the approach of the artist, is the approach that is appropriate today. It's absolutely the you know, we're in the era of the artist, and need to turn the organisations into the kind of places that are fit for artists. That's a linchpin message. But so here I am standing in a queue in Murphy's Super Value in Rosslare, about to get on the boat, pay my bill, and just bought a copy of the Financial Times and bought some apples, Irish apples, which are grown and packed in Ireland. Jonna Gord, bought some bread, bought some water. And this is what I'm thinking about. I'm thinking about the world of the artist, and the value of being rejected, and the value of picking yourself up, dusting yourself down, and having the right kind of positive mental attitude to be able to make a virtue of a difficult experience. So that's it, folks. That's my last audio boo from Ireland before I board the boat. Bye-bye.